Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would guess, but everybody's styling around here like a champion, you know?
Yeah.
That's how they should. Look, that's producing. Good for you, Marcus. Carter Verhaeghe joining us here on Tobin and Leroy. Carter, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
How has this summer been? How have you been basking in it?
It's been good. It's been nice and short, like usual. But, no, it was good. It was a lot better than last year. Winning and being able to celebrate with everyone. I actually got married this summer as well.
Oh, congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you very much.
Was the cup at the wedding?
No.
Did she say, I'm not going to marry you until you get the cup?
No, I think she's done with the cup right now. She's seen it too many times.
She's done. I get it.
That'd be just awesome, though, right? But my question is, so you played the last possible day of the season this year. And last year you went pretty deep.
Yeah.
Is it easy for you? Because hockey is the longest season of all the sports.
Yeah.
Do you just get used to the quick turnaround?
I mean, it's really not common, I think, to go twice in a row to go that far. And I mean, we're kind of used to it now, I think, after 2 years in a row. But I think, we're kind of just going with it as it comes. I mean, we're so fortunate to be able to do it 2 years in a row, go so far. And I mean, we're just hoping to do it again this year. And
because it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And just got to take care of our bodies kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. Just more recovery and stuff like that.
How did you celebrate with the cup?
We did lots of things with the cup. I mean, so after we won it, we had a couple weeks with it down here with just the guys. And we took it all kinds of places, drinking from it, celebrating. And I didn't get much sleep those 2 weeks. But
were you at the night where I think I saw Lomberg climbing up a pole?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah,
that looked like a good time.
I was there, yeah, Lombo was a star that night. That's for sure. He was crowd surfing that night.
JFig is going to miss Ryan Lomberg the most, just because of his Lamborghini-ness and his antics. I think.
I'm definitely going to miss him too. I think the whole team is, for sure.
What is is there anything you guys amongst yourselves feel like you have to tell yourselves to have that hunger going back? Because I feel like that's a you definitely reach down when you lose in the Stanley Cup, you want to get back there. Now that you've been to the mountaintop, are you like, are you guys hungrier for it again, or do you feel like you'll take this regular season easier, or is it just this is clean season?
No, I think for sure it's our goal, and I think once you get a taste of it, I mean, it just makes you want more. And we got a taste of it last year, and I think we just want to keep on going. And I think it definitely helps being able to do it, go to the finals twice in a row. And I think it just helps with our mindset, and we know how hard it is to get there and how mentally strong we got to be, ups and downs and all kinds of adversity. And I think that's the biggest thing going forward. We have an advantage over some teams that way.
I would imagine that before last year, you always wondered what it took and what would you have to go through and how hard it was going to be and what it would take. And now, you know, and it's just a matter of just doing it again.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's for us to not kind of get complacent and just remembering, like, bringing back the memories of what it took and how hard it was and the doubt and everything that it took and how hard it was on our bodies. And I think we'll get that back. And yeah, but it's easy when you have the summer, have some time off. You're like, oh, we're just going to get back. But it doesn't happen like that.
What stands out to you about the parade day? Because that thing was crazy with all the people in a damn lightning storm, and you guys are patrolling down down the beach. It was definitely one of the most unique sports scenes I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy time. And it just shows like how loyal and supportive our fans are. And I can't believe they showed up for us in the rain. I was like, it was crazy. I was on one of the buses and going to the beach. It was coming down pretty bad. I was like, oh, I didn't want to get wet. And then I see all the fans out there. Then I'm like,
you got to get wet.
I'm getting soaked. I don't care anymore. Right. You know, so yeah, it was awesome scene.
It was with this summer and like seeing, I guess, just around the community how crazed people have become with this this team. Like, you've been here for years, so like, does it blow your mind at all to see like how you have struck the heart of South Florida?
Yeah, it, honestly, it's pretty crazy. My first year, I definitely, it wasn't as big or anything, and it just shows like what winning can do. And I mean, it brought a lot of people from this community together, and it's so nice to see that. And I mean, it's been crazy. The fans and everything like that. Everyone knows the Panthers now, which is pretty cool.
How do you always come up with the clutch goal? Like it is a crazy thing. It was almost to like a point where I think, you know, you were like struggling a little bit in the series, and like that's always your thing, is like you're going to come through, and then you do, of course, because you do. But yeah. like is that a mindset thing? Do you find yourself as just a timing, right place, right type of guy? Like it baffles us how it's like you need a clutch goal. Carter Verhaeghe's there.
Yeah, I don't trust me. I don't know what it is. I think the big moments, that's what you live for as a kid, and it's what you remember. And I think when you're in those moments, you just are like kind of revert back to a little kid, and you're so excited and just want to be there, and you're not really scared anymore. You kind of have nothing to lose, it feels like, and you're just there and it happens. I don't know. I can't tell you the secrets. I don't know. But
I always wonder because, you know, I played a different sport and everybody gets antsy, right? Yeah. When the game starts turning or the tide starts turning, everybody gets antsy. Yeah. But you guys, from being up 3-0 to going to game 7, like, we know we got, like, there had to be some more angst. Like,
we're pretty antsy, like you said, yeah, during those games. Yeah. Like,
but is it hard not to think, like, so say, okay, now it's 3-2. Oh, we got it. Or you just go out and play hockey. I mean, I think your coach did a hell of a job of just, and the way you guys talked about it, it's like, no, we know we got some mistakes. But I'm, as an athlete, I'm thinking.
Oh, it's hard. It's the mental's pretty hard, especially because I think none of us, like a lot of us, it was our first chance as a team to win the Stanley Cup, right?
Right.
And those games, and you're just thinking, you're not thinking that much about the game. It's easy to kind of think, oh, I have a chance to lift the Stanley Cup tonight. You know what
right.
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that's like, it's not the right mindset to have when right. you're in the moment. You know, it's, you can't be thinking of anything but what you have to do and to be able
it's
to
hard.
Get there. You know,
yeah.
you can't focus on the result. It's right. more about what you need to do to get there. So I think that played a big factor, and I think they had nothing to lose kind of thing. They were going in, I'm down 3-0, like, yeah, you know, I'm nothing to lose, might as well. Like,
did somebody ever say, hell, they haven't won one either. Like, so why we treat them this way?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right.
And I think that's what happened in game 7. We were just like, whatever happens, happens. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Let's just go play.
Can I just say that last minute of the game with the puck on the, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I think all South Florida was like that. Yeah, like,
cheeks were tight. The yeah. cheeks were tight.
Like, yeah, the clock took forever. Yeah, last minute. Yeah.
The last minute.
Yeah. Carter, congratulations, man. Yeah, hell of a season. You bring a lot of thrills to this fan base. So thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
There you go, Carter Verhaeghe, joining us there.